Irene reached for a ladle, spooned congee into her bowl.
"And how do you know my brother?"
she said, though she knew the answer already. Alex Huang was exactly Will's type, the kind of beautiful that looked like art. Still, she wanted to believe that her brother knew better than to ask his latest fling to join a heist.
"It's a funny story,"
Alex said, and Irene thought, "It always is."
"We actually met on Tinder a couple years ago. It was freshman year, and..."
Irene added toppings to her congee, only half listening. This was the thing. Irene was never wrong. She was also incredibly, supremely uninterested in hearing how her brother's relationships went. She knew them all already.
"I see," she said.
And then, "So you're his ex."
"I wouldn't call it that."
"Why not?"
"It was two dates," Alex said.
"And I'm not here for your brother." Irene looked at her. This, she hadn't been expecting. "Then why are you here?"
"Do I need to answer that?"
Irene shrugged, looked away. "You can do whatever you'd like," she said. It didn't matter, really. Irene had classmates who had left Duke for the same reasons Alex had left MIT. The shine of tech and new money. All of them young and ambitious enough to think the sun rose and fell in Silicon Valley. Alex was no different from every other software engineer who dreamed of something more.
"And you?"
Alex asked.
"Why are you here?"
Irene knew how this should have gone. "The same reason you are," she should have said, because Irene had spent her whole life learning how to be liked. The effect of a carefully chosen word or a smile shared like a secret. "Because this crew needs me," Irene said. She smiled at Alex, quick and almost vicious. Why should she care about what this stranger thought of her? "But I'm not sure we need you."